Dio gli vuole dire. Just a little bit of information before we go on. Today's lesson, we need to realize also in the longer story that Mark is telling us. Remember, I also said a couple of times along the way that the whole Gospel of Mark is really the story of the last several days of Jesus' life in this world. That the story of the Gospel of Mark is the story of Jesus going up to Jerusalem, finally to face his fate, to be judged, and to be crucified, and to die. All of Mark is about those last few days. In fact, Mark is born, a wonderful scripture scholar, wrote a book, and he called it The Last Week. And it was his entire commentary on the Gospel of Mark. Because in his conviction, and many other scholars, all of Mark is about the last week of Jesus' life, what we call Holy Week. And this, friends, is the last miracle, the last healing miracle that Jesus performs in the story of the Gospel of Mark. It's the last one. And because it's the last one, maybe there's something special going on here that we might want to consider. We've already seen how it's already different than the other blind healing story that we mentioned already that we had a couple of weeks ago. But there are some other significant differences. In this one, we have the name of the man. The last one we didn't. That also tells us something a little bit interesting. Probably it's telling us that that early Christian community knew who this person was. That somehow, as the community began to grow after Jesus' resurrection, this man, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was still around. And so he's named in the gospel story. Nice little bit of information. Another little bit of information. You know, I do this often, unfortunately, when I'm teaching during the sermon. I'm going to do a little bit of a sidebar, if you will. The lawyer is called a little talk with the judge and the other attorneys. Usually you're in a trial or something, they don't want any official records, so they ask for a sidebar. So I'm going to have a little sidebar right now, and that is about the words that Bartimaeus uses. Because one of the differences, if you will, between the two stories is that Bartimaeus is sitting on the side of the road, and he hears that it's Jesus of Nazareth, and so he calls out, "Jesus, Son of the Duke, would make what's called a progress through their domain. And as they passed through the little villages and so on, they would hand out favors, they would hand out gifts. And in the ancient world, the cry would be, they spoke Greek in those days, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord. And then whatever that other word means. And what that other word means, I can't understand. It's the same root as the word that we use when we talk about oil. Oil. Have you ever spilled oil on yourself? Or on a kitchen counter? You know, get the olive oil and bash it over. There it goes, all over the place. You know, it just doesn't wipe up with one dotty swipe. No matter if it's a quicker thing or other, it just doesn't get clean. Yeah, sit there and then maybe even take some Dawn, you know, the grease breaking kind of detergent and scrub it and get it clean. It's tough to get out, especially if you spill it on a wooden countertop, because it soaks right into the wood. My friends, that's what that word means. When the people are crying out to the Lord, they're going, your power, your riches flow over us like oil. So that when we say that to God, when we approach the altar and we say, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, we're saying, let your abundance flow over us as a great flood of oil, Lord, seeping into our very pores like great lotion. Why would we anoint the sick? We take olive oil, we bless it, and we anoint people with it because it's evil. And we're asking for God's abundant blessing, God's love, the power of God's kingdom to flow over us and to start to seep into our very being. And so Bartimaeus is using this term. And in fact, he calls Jesus Lord of the matter. What is the title he uses? Jesus, Son of David. Son of the great king. The greatest king of all Israel. He is calling Jesus this figure. And he is saying, have mercy on me. Kyrie eleison. Let your abundance, your power come on me. Familiar. You walk in, sometimes it's just simply coming out of a bright light into a dark. where we step. We start putting our arms out to make sure that we can feel our way around before we hit the light switch, turn on the light. And we're fortunate if the light bulb isn't out, because then we say, "Get away, smile. Give me some light." And so it's this earnest plea the man has, "I want to see." Jesus, he just doesn't understand. He doesn't make mud and silver salve the man's eyes. He doesn't even impose hands on him. He doesn't know him. He doesn't know him. What does he say? He says simply, "Look up. It is your faith." Your faith. Your crying out to me. Your confidence in me. Your understanding of who I am and what I came to accomplish. That's what's going to heal you. And the gospel writer says immediately he received his sight and he did what? He followed. So this last year is not about stealing our physical minds. It is about giving us spiritual insight to see that the real way of finding God's kingdom alive in the world is to become God's disciple, Christ's disciple. It is to begin, like Bartimaeus, to throw off our hook, our vanity possession, run to Jesus and say, "Kyrie, eleison. Wash me with your oil. Let your power, let your kingdom come all over me." And when that happens, it happens not because of anything anyone has done for us or to us, because Jesus tells us our arguments. "Don't you have Jesus?" ever lost his confidence in you. So too must it be with us. That we come not here for solace only, as the prayer says, but for strength. Not for forgiveness only, but that we might be the agents of reconciliation in our world. Jesus.